This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Have you ever lost something and when looking for it, instead of going to the obvious place where you probably left it, you go through every other possibility?
No matter how crazy.
All right, my story.
I'm sorry.
Even though you are a pot stirrer again in this one.
Yes.
I had a John moment last week.
Yes, you did.
And this is what Tammy's talking about.
Sometimes it's just a little bit of an overreaction. No one's going to call and donate. Oh my gosh, is that smoke at our resort? We're all going to have to evacuate. Sometimes you have a little bit of an overreaction.
Mm-hmm. You are on me today, ma'am.
I know, I'm sorry.
So last week, Tammy's husband, Kurt, is a very talented knife sharpener. And I had him sharpen my kitchen knives. Mm-hmm. Now, I have, like Kurt, I have an affinity for good kitchen knives.
Yes, which you should, by the way.
Which are spendy, and you have to take care of them, mm-hmm. hence the constant sharpening and blade honing and things that I've learned from Kurt. Tammy was kind enough to bring me back the knives last week, put them in my car, got them home. Kurt had every one of them wrapped up very nicely in cardboard and paper towel. And I put all the knives away, collect all the leftover wrapping and paper towels and cardboard, take it outside to my recycling dumpster.
Yes.
Later on that evening, I'm looking at the knives. I was actually admiring just what a wonderful job your husband did when I'm like, wait a second. I just noticed right now I'm one knife short. And all I kept thinking about was that big bundle of paper towels and cardboard in a paper bag that I went to the recycling bin and threw away, thinking, oh, good Lord, I bet the knife's in there. Yeah. So I texted Kurt first, and I said, is there any chance that my chef's knife is somewhere in your array of knives? Mm-hmm. And he looked and said, no, not at all. And then he started freaking out, thinking, that's not an inexpensive knife. What happened to it? I have the same vibe. Instead of thinking the logical choice, which is, I wonder if it's maybe somehow fell out of the package and it's in my car somewhere. Mm-hmm. I said, no, it has to be in the dumpster. So, yes, I went downstairs. It was dusk, so I brought a light. And I at first tried to just look into the dumpster and make sure I could grab it from there. I couldn't do that, of course, because mm-hmm. it's my life. So I grab a step stool and I climb into that dumpster. Mm-hmm. And I am digging through the trash looking for my knife. I find the garbage bag. I start digging through that again. There's nothing in there. Meanwhile, two residents of my unit come in to dump the recyclables. I'm like, hi, I swear I live here. And they're like, we don't care. Just don't talk to us. You're in the dumpster. And I was really freaking out. And so much so that I was about to call Kurt again and say, would you just double check one more time?
Right.
And then because it's me, and most normal people would have had the thought, first of all, let's go check your car. I had that after two dumpster dives. Hey, you know what? I wonder if I should just check my truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It fell out in the truck.
It was right there on the floor. I mean, two dumpster dives.
Yes.
Right there on the floor. Tammy thinks it's hilarious that my first thought wasn't, let's go back to the truck.
Because I asked that exact question I asked at the beginning to producer Jessica and to our boss. And I said, where's the first place you would go? And they said, well, to the vehicle I drove first.
So you wouldn't dive into a dumpster? Twice?
Rule out the other possibilities first.
We could call them dumb moments, but I prefer John moments.
Okay.
You ever have a John moment where you exercise every other wild option, like, oh, I don't know, dumpster diving twice, rather than just go to the obvious solution? Hey, have you checked the car? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Calling it a John moment. I thought I lost a knife that Tammy's husband, Kurt, had sharpened for me. Instead of checking my logical spot, which would be the car in which I drove home from work, I went to the dumpster twice. To dig through it to try to find that knife. Not once.
Yeah.
In a dumpster, twice.
Uh-huh.
Knife was in my car the entire time.
You're just kind of mad at yourself because you didn't start at the obvious place. That's what you're mad about.
I'm not mad at you for bringing it up again, but 833-287-1037. Heather in La Mesa, thank you for sharing your John moment. I want to change the name of this, but it fits, I guess. Go ahead, Heather.
So mine is just this phrase that I needed to, it seemed like the perfect time to get off my chest. And in John's defense, the phrase, it's always the last place you look. Well, obviously, you wouldn't get into the dumpster and look if you had already found it in your truck. It's always the last place you look.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Sure, thank you.
And she's defending you.
I appreciate that defense. Thank you very much.
I'm here for you.
I wish you would have been there for me that night. You could have gone in the dumpster for me.
Oh, no, I love you, but not that much.
Heather, would you have went to the vehicle first?
I'm just saying it's the last place you look.
Okay, all right.
I think what she means is yes. Bless his heart. Bless John's heart.
Thank you, Heather. All right, Mike and PB, go ahead.
Uh-oh. Yeah, John, I got to sympathize with you on this one.
Oh, okay.
About a year ago, I lost my wallet, and I looked in the dumbest places. I can't even imagine all the stupid places I looked. I backtracked. I went to restaurants. I left it in my desk at work.
Oh, you must have felt so frustrated or relieved when you finally found it.
I was relieved when I found it, but I put it in my desk every day.
Oh, man.
It's always in my desk at work.
Thank you. That's a Mike moment, not a John moment. Okay. Good. I'm glad. Thank you, buddy.
I was so... I'm not even going to say the word.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you, Mike, and you made John feel better.
Of course, I would have felt really, really good about this whole thing if it had never come up in the first place.
It's true.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.